Germany's gold reserves have surged in value, reviving debate over whether they should be sold to ease fiscal pressure. While a Bloomberg opinion column argues for partial liquidation, their view misreads gold's evolving role. Gold is increasingly positioned as a financing and collateral asset that can be mobilized without sale.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. Today, later on today, we will have several items for you. The first one, in no particular order, I should say, is we're going to put out a special podcast, Why You Do Not Celebrate, Why You Do Not Sell Your Physical, But You Must Consider Taking Some Profits. If that seems like a contradiction, well, you're going to have to listen to figure out what we're talking about. We also have a slew of insights from different banks that all seem to be telling people to get long precious metals at the same time. This is not bag holding, our opinion. What we're going to do is, because everyone's busy and they have other fish to fry right now, we're going to put out summaries, too long didn't read breakdowns for these essential reports later today. Those reports are Citibank, silver to $150 with $300 on the radar. They said that explicitly. Bank of Montreal says $220 by 2027. Goldman Sachs and UBS's targets have been hit. No updates from them yet, but it's getting close. They both had 5,400 for their target. And SEB, a very important energy and grain European Nordic bank, starts discussing precious metals. So there is a, there seemingly is a lot of interest in banks raising awareness on precious metals right now. I can't imagine why that would be. Well, actually I can, but I'll share that later on, or I've shared it many times here before. Let's go to the homepage. Last night, we sent out a special message to Goldfix subs. We were getting a lot of calls, We were getting a lot of text and messages saying, thank you, I hit a home run, X, Y, and Z. And my response to everyone was, it's not yours until you take the profits. How do I take the profits? Well, let's talk about that. So I put that repeated message in that post and sent it to everyone. A lot of people on the free side probably don't understand the context of what I'm saying. I understand that, but we'll talk about it later on today for premium subs. Lower right-hand corner, opinion. Germany selling gold is strategically and tactically very inadvisable. Bloomberg op-ed out yesterday or today saying that it's not a bad idea for Germany not to repatriate its gold, but to sell some of its gold. That's not advisable. You do not sell your physical. And we'll tell you why in this conversation. Let's start with the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged offered. The dollar is up 1. The S&P 500 is 69.93, up 6. NASDAQ is 26.067, up 24. The VIX is up 25 basis points. Gold, spot, 55.40, up 125. Spot silver, 119 and change, up 290. Gold in Shanghai futures, 56.41. COMEX futures, 55.59. And the spread between COMEX and Shanghai is 12 on the silver side. Silver, 119 in the COMEX and 131 in Shanghai. My target is 144. And I said I would sell if it got there. I already hedged half. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it in. That's my problem. Copper, up 33 cents, 5.6%. WTI, up $1.25. Natural gas, up 11. Palladium up 18, turning. That was negative recently. Platinum up 59. Gold, silver, steady at 46. Grains are up. And I had to demote crypto. It's there. I just had to demote it. Bitcoin is 87,788 minus 1,300. And Ethereum is down 77. Okay. Let's pause this and let me get my thoughts. We'll cover the charts and last night's activity in a second. All right. We also opened a room last night for everyone to see charts. I know a lot of people were having some problems. All right. So the story that we thought we had everything covered this morning, and then Rudy, a founder, sent us this link, and it kind of tweaked us a little bit. So our opinion, Germany selling gold is strategically and tactically very inadvisable. Germany's gold reserves have surged in value, reviving debate over whether they should be sold to ease fiscal pressure. While a Bloomberg opinion column argues for partial liquidation, their view misreads gold's evolving role. Gold is increasingly positioned as a financing and collateral asset, HQLA, repo, that can be mobilized without sale. At the same time, that's the strategic aspect of it. At the same time, euro area balance sheet tensions make reserve reduction tactically risky, strengthening the case for retention rather than monetization. You don't have to sell gold at the sovereign level to monetize it. I don't understand where this is coming from. So we put that out. That's unlocked. We strongly suggest you read that, because what they're thinking is what you should be thinking. In India, you can take your silver to the bank and get a loan against it. Get a loan against it if you need the money, or take the risk off, which is what I'm advising. Take the risk off does not mean close the position. Okay, moving on. News and analysis. We gave our PM yesterday special message to Goldfix subs, and we opened the founders room. Founders room was open, right. India and Canada signal energy, critical minerals as pillars of trade reset, UK's Octopus Energy, and founders growing up with a bookie in South Philadelphia. I sat down with Mike Farris from Coffee and a Mic, and I had a couple beers in me, so we started talking about everything but silver, and we ended up talking about how movie theaters, 15-minute cities, Las Vegas is dying, vertical integration, but so hopefully some good insights there. It wasn't just all like bullshit. In case you missed it, I've been told the chat is fixed. I've communicated with people back and forth. I've communicated with Substack. Please let me know if that is the case. I'm not sure. Throw a couple texts in the chat, and I'll be surfing through there today. As you can, hopefully, I apologize. I can't be there. I think you understand what's going on. I'm not even doing my shit posting on Twitter anymore. And there are the hats. Well, there are other hats now, but we're well through 5,000. We're well through 100, but you know, we could end up going back there. So I'm not going to put up a 6,000 hat. No, I'm not going to put up a 150 hat. No, I'm not doing that. That's what salesmen do. All right. Let's pause this again and get some bear. Okay, this is the week thus far in an hourly chart. We're going to go through day by day and try and get a handle on what's going on. All right. Sunday, Monday. Essentially flat and down, right? This is the day that I said you want to be short below here, but if it gets above here, you could have a nice rip of $100. Well, we got that $100 here. That's on what day of the week is that? Tuesday or Monday morning. Market runs up. This is an algorithm buying, or what you would hear when someone says it's a buy program. That's when I say it's a market maker algorithm, right? Another pause, get the bearings. Now we're into Fed day. Last little bit of buying is done. Everybody goes to their neutral corners and waits. Fed starts. Fed is, I could be wrong, okay? But the Fed is a non-event. Dovish pause, questions dodged, made people perhaps think that Powell was going to leave sooner rather than later, and you lose the same voice on the board, not just leave as chair, but leave the board itself. I'm not sure. But he gave the impression, I think, to some people that he's just going to leave altogether and just say, fuck it, I'm out of here. And so gold starts to ramp. You're saying, well, what was the news? There was no news. The news is this. Here's the news. The news is all this buying here was tip of the iceberg buying that was praying for a dip that they could buy. And when they couldn't get the dip, they said the heck with it, and they got in. Now, this here, this is the reopen. And the reopen market goes up. Now, I'm not exactly sure of this, but generally speaking, you know if you're going to get a margin call tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock that night. You know it before 5 o'clock. You probably knew it here. And you said, if you know you're going to get a margin call. And so it's possible. I'm throwing it out there for you because this is how it worked years ago. Margin calls come in, someone covers, and that's it. And these wicks here, see that wick? Wick, 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 all these wicks. That's, I've got 1,000 futures to buy 500 market and work 500 in the market. Okay. That's what that is. This here might be, I've got 250 left, scale into it. This could be the market probing for lower. This short is stopped out. Who is the short that stopped out? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Is it a bullion bank? If it's a bullion bank, let me read my notes here. Someone got taken out in a body bag last night, and we will not hear about it until it's over because others are vulnerable too. For example, JP Morgan was buying silver and they flipped long. Well, you know, you could be first, you could be best, or you could cheat. Well, JP Morgan is first and they are best. And the cheating, I think, is well documented going back. Who knows about going forward? But that's what happened. So what's going to happen from here? Well, let's go through last night. Last night is when I started getting all the happiness. It was beautiful to feel it and to see it. But I just kept coming back and saying, don't dance, don't dance. And I don't mean don't dance like that bullshit character in the movie. I mean, don't dance until you take profits. It's not about other people's lives right now. And it sounds crass or it sounds harsh. It's not harsh. You've got to take care of yourself because there are other people in your lives that don't have this going on. And you're going to be using your wealth, if you have gotten wealth from this, to help other people in your family and people outside your family. But you can't help the person in the seat next to you until you put your mask on. So you take profits before you dance. I'll give you a couple analogies about that later. Some of you may remember the rich uncle. Let's look at silver. Oh, silver sucks. No, I'm just kidding. So silver also had that dip, right? And I said below here, it's going to go down compared to gold. And it went, look at it, hesitated. There was real selling here. This fucking thing took out some serious selling. Look at how it just respected it. Surfed it. If I had to be bearish, put a gun to my head and say, Vince, bearish, I'd be bearish silver and I would sell it if it got below 112 and would stop myself out at 116. That's crazy, right? I would not be buying puts for my downside protection. Look, this is what I'm going to do. You do what you're going to do. I'm never going to buy puts for downside protection in a market that's stochastically volatile and skewed to the upside. Essentially, what does that mean? When you go up, the puts won't drop. When you go down, the puts won't go up. That's what it means. I'm never going to buy puts. Well, how would I use options? Well, I might buy put spreads. That's different than puts. It's not a put spread. Put spreads help when the market drops. But you've got to do the work on that. I'm not your guru. On the call side, you don't sell naked calls. You may sell call spreads. See, if you have a lot of physical, like someone I know, and you want to take some profits, well, maybe you sell a call spread. I'm not doing a covered call right. I'm not doing that, right? I'm going to do a call spread. Why? Because if the market does scream higher, as it keeps doing, which is what I did yesterday, I did a covered call. I did a call spread. I sold call spreads to hedge to hedge my half of my physical. I sold call spreads for two reasons. I can do that. Number one, there are only two reasons you do that. Number one, you have the cash to cover the margin call if it goes up your ass. Number two, you understand how to manage risk because there will be margin calls on this. Miners blow out from what I'm doing. Banks blow out from what I'm doing. Either you have access to the Fed window or you've got to be top tier in risk management on stuff like this. So if you're long physical and you want to create a dividend, you sell a call. That's crazy because I can't take my physical and pledge it for collateral. In China, I could. In India, I could, but I can't in the US. Now, why do you think that is? So anyway, you sell the call spread, market goes up, you get a margin call, but you can sleep because you have another call. You've only collected a little bit of premium. You haven't really collected a lot of money, but you've lowered your cost basis. You lower your cost basis. So I'm nervous. Should I sell some? You sell some. Market goes up again. I'm nervous. Should I sell some? You sell some. Sell 10% every time you feel nervous. Sell 20%. Sell 50%. I don't know, but stay with the percentage you have. Half of half, half of half, half of half. 10% of what's remaining. 10% of what's remaining. These are all the ways to look at it. There is no surefire way to handle this because everything I'm saying to you is tactically and behaviorally what you do, but it has to be against the context of your family, your house, your monthly cost, your monthly expenses, plus looking forward. Well, if I sell it, what do I do with it? Yeah, that's a good question. If you sell it, what do you do with it? Well, I'm looking at miners for a 5 to 10 year hold. I'm not looking at buying the dip in metals. I just think it's crazy. I'm not saying that the metals are going to go down. I'm just saying if it goes down, it's going to be for good reason. It's going to be force majeure. It's going to be all kinds of shit. I think that's enough for now. So you guys can work with that. Let's bring that back up. Buy a hat if you made a lot of money. Thank me that way. I appreciate it. And again, we'll do a special audio podcast, why you do not celebrate, why you do not sell your physical, which I kind of hinted at a little bit, but you must consider taking some profits. Well, how do I do that? Exactly. That's the problem, right? Silver to 150 by Citibank, possibly 300. BMO, silver to 220. Goldman Sachs and UBS have to upgrade their targets again. And SCB gets into the act. And now ask yourself, why is every bank bullish metals now? Is it because they missed out? Maybe. Is it because they want you to hold the bag for them? Maybe. Is it because they know something's coming? Something like, well, let's look at the reasons for gold's rally. The Fed meeting. Okay. Gold up as Fed. Yeah. The war. Gold up as Iran wars escalate. The trade tensions. Gold up as trade tensions escalate. But there's one thing that connects all these things. You have to go back. We're seeing they're all manifestations of the biggest picture. And the biggest picture is the overarching is this. The reset is here. And I don't mean there's a reset. They're going to have an announcement. There's not going to be a celebration. There's no jubilee. Those days are over. No. The urgency with which things are being bought, the tokenization, which is happening. Look, you know, that thing I gave you yesterday about Tether, that wasn't just some story, man. Like, that's Tether buying gold. Oh, they audit them. They're full of shit. Yeah. Okay. They're full of shit. Okay, fine. They're not buying gold for me. They're buying gold for them. And who are they buying gold for them? Why would they buy gold naked for themselves? Unless they had someone who's going to be on the hook that they're buying for later. Governments are buying gold. The U.S. government is not going to go into the market and buy gold. It's going to deputize other companies to do it for them. I mean, it's happening. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Who cares, right? 401ks are coming in February. Tokenization, 401ks, Tether buying, Tether's competitors buying, Middle East tokenization starting, silver ramping up, not enough silver. You've got refiners. Here's another one for you. You've got refiners in the U.S. that are refusing to forward finance deals. Now, what does that mean? I don't mean forwards. I'm a big refiner in the US. And because the industry is backed up and I can't get my metal out in a reasonable amount of time, what am I doing? Well, I'm giving my cash to people as I take scrap. I take your scrap, I put it in the warehouse. I take your concentrate, I put it in the warehouse. I take your 395, I put it in the warehouse. And I'm giving you money all the time, right? But I'm not getting anything on the other end. So I'm backed up on my cash because the miners are backed up on their physical. And how does that end? It ends with the middle saying, I'm out of money. And so two things happen. Many things happen, but two things. This is the supply chain. First thing is the guy with the money who does financing. Here's, give me the metal. I'll give you money. No, he can't do it because he can't flip it, right? So what's he do? He says, hold off. I'm not going to be able to pay you for 30 days. This guy then says, fine, I have to do it anyway. I can't let it sit in my house. So he gives it to you and he says, look, I'll do it for a discount. Can you give me 20% off? Give me a haircut. I just need the money. I need a loan, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so this guy does that. Now this guy, he also is a seller. He's a market maker. He's a dealer of coins. He goes back as a dealer and he says, listen, I'm out of stock on this and I can't get it back because I don't have the money from selling my concentrate yet. See, the whole supply chain. You know who fucking did this? LBMA did this. That's who's responsible for this. But personal pet peeves aside. So you've got this supply chain issue going on, right? The refiners are back. The refiners are backed up. I'm sorry. Refiners are backed up, right? All right. So the guys who finance refining are backed up. They have a warehouse full of silver and they're cash poor, right? You got the guy who sells the scrap silver to get the money to buy new coins, right, from the refiners, and he can't. So the inventory starts to deplete. Above ground inventory at the coin dealer area starts to deplete. So simultaneously, you see spot is here and the bid is $10 under spot. Why? Because they have no money. And why do they not have inventory? Yeah, they have no money and they have no inventory. This is the perfect storm for a market that's going to do this and then that. This is a short squeeze. Now I'll call it a short squeeze, but it's a short squeeze in the supply chain. It's not a venue squeeze anymore. It's a supply chain squeeze. It's a refiner squeeze. There's got to be some catchy phrase for it. I don't know what the phrase is. So that's what's going on. And at the end of this, who are the refiners? Now, I've been told by multiple legitimate sources, Metalor stopped and Asahi stopped taking long-term financing. Now, let's assume that's true for this conversation. If that's the case, then the smaller guys aren't even operating, if there are any smaller guys. Okay? Next. Let's make sure I turn this on. Yeah, I did. Next. I heard from the same two reliable sources that the United States Mint missed a payment and it owed $10 million to someone. It was only delayed by a day. It's not like they don't have the money, they can print it, but they missed a payment by a day. So imagine being in a supply chain that's this cash constrained, right? And you don't get a payment back. Well, I would shut down. You have to preserve your business or be a coin dealer, be a big dealer that has enough money like an A-mark to position trade and widen your markets. Instead of trading 500 up, $2 wide, you trade 50 up, $20 wide. Preserve your capital, preserve your VAR, and make money with less volume. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for another great show this morning. And thank you to you at home for being out there and joining in here and watching along with us. Fun to talk with so many of you in the chat. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you can stay posted as these different events continue to unfold in the precious metals markets. And just in case you missed what Vince had to say yesterday, well, that one is coming your way now.